Dairy prices are down, and Wisconsin's cranberry harvest is a little smaller than it was last year. On top of that lower revenue on many farms, producers face higher prices to fuel up their tractors and fertilize their fields. A spokesman for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, Paul Kettering, hopes Wisconsin families remember farmers before they sit down to dinner today.
The whole spirit of Thanksgiving is to think about where the food comes from and the value of it, and the low cost is kind of just an overall reminder of the value and abundance of food we have in America and what our family farms provide.
In its annual market basket survey, the Farm Bureau says the cost of a Thanksgiving meal for eight people is now $38.53. That's about $1.50 more than it was last year. Kettering says it's a modest increase and mostly due to the cost of transporting turkeys. Kettering says costs at the pump are eventually going to be felt at the grocery store.
Just recently, petroleum costs have dropped somewhat, but as far as diesel costs and whatnot and prices that farmers are paying, it really has hurt their bottom line this year. And, you know, they don't set their own prices for most of these things, so farmers are the ones that have absorbed the losses due to higher energy prices.
Weather also factors into the cost of a Thanksgiving meal. Dry weather down south hurt the sweet potato crop, and a hailstorm this summer cut into Wisconsin's cranberry production. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.